Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Thank you for being there. I really super appreciate that. Poor Facebook. We're just having this love-hate relationship these days. Sometimes it's more hate than love, unfortunately. So as we get rolling here, not only Facebook, but boy, sometimes I feel like military life requires an act of courage a day. Maybe it feels that way for you today. We're going to talk about that. Before I get started, I want to remind you to sign up for our newsletter, the SITREP. I don't know if you're familiar with the SITREP. It is super cool. I'm going to give a plug for it later because I really want you to check it out. If you go to armywifenetwork.com, there's a pop-up. It's so cool. It's awesome. So easy. And we have not only the super cool new SITREP, which is comes out like twice a month. It's a newsletter in your email with all of our, like so many good pieces of information and connections that we're working with. But it also, we have a new something called the SITREP squad. And you can join our SITREP squad by sharing with your friends. So the more friends you invite, the more swag you earn. And let me tell you, I mean, I don't think we're giving away our sweet Army Wife Network shirts, unfortunately, at this moment. But maybe, I mean, maybe if we have enough people sharing stuff and I don't know. I'm not on that team, so I don't know all the details, but I'm super excited about it because I love the SITREP. It's such a great little resource that comes right to your email. And we don't overcrowd your email. We're not crazy like that. We like to be real and just give you good quality information, and it's really fun. So check that out, armywifenetwork.com. Okay, thank you for joining me today. I'm Jolene McNutt. I'm your new 6th correspondent here at Army Wife Network. I'm so grateful that you're here with me today. You might be here joining me on Facebook, or you might be joining me over at our podcast, Army Wife Talk Radio. These get published on Thursdays. And so last week's Facebook Live was published today. Mine will be posted next week. And so you can catch up on any of these. It's our team, our command team, who comes with their knowledge, their military experience, and shares maybe their thoughts and their experiences and some of their heart. And that's what I'm going to do with you today. Maybe be a little courageous. Before we get too far in, I really want to thank our sponsor, Milk and Mama's Baby, for their support during this Facebook Live episode today. You can visit their website at milkandmamasbaby.com and find out how they can help you get the best breast pump for you. I really wish this service had been available when I had my son. It was so hard to pick a breast pump. So thanks for sponsoring us, and definitely check them out. Okay, so I follow the one word concept at the turn of every year. For about a month leading up to 2021, I really started digging into various words that might be a good focus for me for this year. I not only just look at words and do the research that way, I spend a lot of time in prayer and just meditating over different words and trying to see and feel out what might work for me. And then I have just a little extra help from a super great coach. So I ended up paring down this word courageous. I actually tried to back out of it and choose a different word because courageous just seemed too intimidating for me. So thankfully I have a coach who knows me and who encourages me. And so I dove in with that word for 2021, courageous. Oh, I dove in courageously. Oh, terrible, terrible, terrible. Not even a pun. Military life forces us, in my opinion, to be courageous. If you are anything like me, I am shy. I'm highly sensitive. I'm anxiety prone, especially social anxiety prone. And then I'm an introvert. My husband is an extrovert. I'm an introvert. Doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with that. It's just who I am. And I get energy by being alone and spending time decompressing. And that's where my energy comes from. Sometimes because I have these things, military life can be really overwhelming for me. And so I'm sharing my perspective with you today, early in 2021, kind of as an accountability tool. I am here today to expose one of my extreme vulnerabilities with you. in hopes to maybe conquer some of my own fears. And maybe I hope to encourage you to kind of look at some of your fears and how to conquer those too and work towards growing and being more courageous. So thanks for giving me the space. Thanks for joining me here and allowing me the safety to be honest and vulnerable as I share these things with you. So like I said, when I'm looking for a word, I start looking at the very basics. So courageous is an adjective. And I have a couple different definitions that I really like. Oxford Languages defines courageous as not deterred by danger or pain, brave. It also dictionary.com describes it as possessing or characterized by courage, brave. Two braves there. And Merriam-Webster says feeling or displaying no fear by temperament. These are all things that I definitely don't have. On a great day, sure, I'm courageous. But on a typical day, my courage kind of falters. And definitely on a rough day, it disappears. So there are ways that I'm learning to kind of combat these fears in my life and harness this courage that I have. However, military life, as beautiful as it is, doesn't always make it easy to settle into those predictable, safe routines that make me feel confident and give me courage to try something new or try something out of my, you know, little wheelhouse. So there's really nothing safe or predictable about military life. Sometimes it's difficult and sometimes it's painful, and it forces us to press on into just uncharted territory, often on a regular basis. I love how John A. Shedd says, he has got a quote about that I think relates to courage really closely. A ship is safe in harbor, but that's not what ships are for. Oh, isn't that good? A ship is safe in harbor, but that's not what ships are for. Ships are beautiful in the harbor, but boy, they are most beautiful when they're doing their thing out on the open water. Definitely not safe there. And so for me, as a military spouse, we can fight to stay in that harbor. And sometimes I do. I don't always want to leave my house. I don't always want to make new connections or change my lifestyle. But to thrive in military life, I do think that our lifestyle demands more. So in a couple areas that I want to share with you and be honest and vulnerable and courageous, for me personally, there are a few areas that I really have to dig in and find some courage. PCSing, where PCS season is upon us. And here we are. If you are PCSing this year, my heart goes out to you because it is difficult and you have to be courageous and brave. It's a new place, a new neighborhood, new home, new roads, new stores, new people, new church, new schools, new everything. Everything is new. And so it sometimes every single day you face unknowns as you drive down the street. And I think that PCS season is a really tough place to be. And so I admire you and just dig into those deep wells inside of you. And one way you maybe you can do that is by caring for yourself. And that kind of leads me to my next one, this overall concept of wellness. And I find it hard to find courage in wellness. Sometimes there's such a big push for wellness in our culture, in our world, but I really think it's for good reason to be resilient with the things that military life throws our way. I think we're best suited to face some of those unknowns when we are caring well for ourselves. For me, that includes working out, which is really hard for me. I don't like working out. I've been trying and I have a new mindset shift this year. So I'm going to explain that to you, but working out just doesn't come naturally to me. I've never been athletic. And so I know it's good for my body, but physically I've never really enjoyed it. So a few weeks ago, I realized that, part of the reason I don't like working out is because I get uncomfortable. When you're out of breath, when your lungs are tight from running, or I've been doing a lot of kettlebells, that it can be kind of uncomfortable, those extra weights that are putting on your body. When I recognize, like, I don't like being uncomfortable, I was like, oh, this is kind of, I need to be uncomfortable, right? Where can I find courage and be courageous in my workout? And so in my little mindset shift of being courageous, I've started getting up at about 5:30, which is uncomfortable for me. I've been working out with my husband in our really cold garage, which is also uncomfortable for me. I don't like being cold. I have my heated blanket on my lap right now. and I do exercises that make me feel physically uncomfortable and sometimes cause me some pain, even good pain. And that's why I like that Oxford Languages definition, not deterred by danger or pain. So I know it's minor. I know it's little. But when I face a moment in my workout where I feel like this is too difficult, I can't do it. Instead of feeling defeated or quitting, I kind of been switching my mindset. And so now, first of all, I'm super kind to myself. Hello, I got out of bed. Hello, I'm in the cold garage. Good job, Jolene. Like I tell myself that. And then I tell myself, be courageous. This discomfort is the good kind, the kind to help your body be stronger and more energetic. So keep at it. It sounds silly, but honestly, that little mind shift, tiny, tiny bit, has been so helpful. And so I've been looking at ways, how can I apply that mind shift, just a little nudge, to other areas of my life. And so that brings me to my third area, my area of biggest struggle in military life. It's military functions, events, social things. I struggle so much with these. COVID was like a gift for me, but it's not going to last forever. And so I am seriously working on a hack to face military social functions and events with some courage. It could be anything from a simple SFRG meeting, a book club, maybe a spouse's night out, a military ball. Honestly, after 12 years of being married to my husband, I'm still intimidated by any and all military functions, military members, spouses, and significant others. I'm terrified that I'm going to embarrass my husband, get him into trouble, something dumb I've said. I don't have a traditional career. So sometimes I feel like I go to these things and I have nothing to even contribute to the conversation. I feel weird. I feel awkward. I never know what to wear. I never know what to say. I never know who to talk to, who not to talk to. I don't know. Is that even a thing? So I'm still utterly clueless. And so here we are. I know that I'm not alone in that. I know I can't be the only one who has feels like that. So here's what I'm doing. Tomorrow, I have to attend my husband's change of responsibility ceremony. And so I thought, okay, how can I have a mind shift? How can I be courageous? How can I just tweak it a little direction? And so that way I'm working towards facing something that really overwhelms me and causes me a lot of anxiety. How do I face it courageously? And so first, usually what I do is do some research. In this case, it didn't help. I found some old archaic PDFs online. I don't know who wrote those things, but it gave a lot of details about this change of responsibility thing. And I was like, nope, cause more anxiety. Not going to work. Okay. That's okay. Sometimes research does help me when I'm buying something that, you know, a new vacuum cleaner. Yeah. Sometimes that research helps. Sometimes that research doesn't. And that's okay. I also have decided to accept that this is going to stretch me and force me out of my comfort zone. And when it does that, it exercises my courage muscle. As it turns out, courage isn't exactly a trait that we're born with. Just like resilience, it's a skill that we're kind of born with at a certain level, with our certain, you know, our certain special mix of personality traits and experiences. We're kind of born at a level of risk-taking and willingness to be out of our comfort zone. So, but we can grow it and it also can shrink. And so just like a muscle, you can get coaching, you can have therapy, you can practice exercising these muscles in safe, more controlled environments and expand yourself, getting heavier and heavier and heavier with your risk-taking, with your being courageous. And then when I kind of was researching that information, like how do I grow that courage muscle? I stumbled upon this article by the Harvard Business Review. It's by a man named Manfred F.R. Ketz-DeVry, and he breaks it down. He calls his article, it's How to Find and Practice Courage. And I love that. He breaks it down into these manageable steps. So number one, create scenarios. So practice imagining the best and the worst case scenario in an action or in not taking an action. I think that's really important here too. So in my case, I'm imagining the best case scenario of attending my husband's change of responsibility tomorrow. It's happening tomorrow. I have to deal with this. I The best case, I connect with people of his unit. I feel maybe a sense of belonging. I support my husband. We, I maybe make a few little small connections. I put a face to some of the names that he talks about. So that way I'm like, oh yeah, that's the person that you're talking about, that you're working with. Worst case, I botch it. I say something stupid, wrong, weird, and people think I'm an odd duck. I'm already that. I kind of already have accepted that about myself, and that's okay. And so that doesn't seem so bad. But then I kind of thought about, what if I didn't take action? That would really be the worst case. If I didn't show up, if I decided to stay safe and not stretch myself just that little bit and not show up, my husband would probably be honestly kind of bummed out. This is a big deal for him. And not celebrating that moment in his career together, it might cause some division. And who knows down the line how that could impact our relationship. And I thought, whoa, as I thought about that, I thought, it's a no-brainer. I can put on an outfit. I can brush my hair. I can leave my house. And I can do this because the alternative is not worth it. And boy, that just takes a lot of weight off of myself. That really seemed to help that concept. His next step was to recognize your negativity bias. I'm one of the majority, as it turns out, who are hardwired to focus on more negative things. Now, this comes from many, many, many years of, dangerous things happening. And so as humans, we've learned to like focus on those negative things, what risk and what could happen to prevent us and keep us safe and keep humanity as a whole going on. Some people call it pessimism. My husband does. I call it realism. Truthfully, it's kind of natural to lean that way, according to this article. You can acknowledge it and then counter it. So instead of spending time thinking about those scary things, like, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to wear, I'm focusing on some of those positive things. I've already picked out an outfit. So I feel comfortable in a good outfit. I'm feeling ready for that. Check. Good. Off my list. I know what we're serving for food. Check. Good. Off my list. I've made up a schedule. These are all positive things that are like, okay, these things will go well. I'm focusing on those positive strategies that I know I can control, help making those unknowns a little easier to tackle. Okay. Next, he talks about talking out the fear beneath. So what is causing this adverse reaction? Is there something deeper going on? Maybe you're lacking some self-confidence. So this one really hit home. In the article, it asked if you struggle with any of these following things that that fear manifests itself through. Procrastination? Yes. Perfectionism? Yes. Imposter syndrome? Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. He listed a number of ones that I was like, ooh, there's a lot of them that I fall into. And so I recognize that, hey, this is a definite area of weakness for myself that I want to work on bolstering. I realize also that as I kind of did this research, I'm not going to be able to tackle this by tomorrow. So instead, I'm actually making a note. I'm putting a pin in it. I've put it on my notes to talk to with my coach next time I have a meeting, and work on building up some of those areas in my life that the fear is manifesting through. Additionally, if you don't have a coach, if you don't do therapy, Military One Source is awesome. I've used their therapy, their counseling services a number of different times throughout my husband's career. They're super great about getting you connected with a counselor that works for you. And so if you don't know where to start with them. It's free. You get like 12 sessions. I don't know if it's 12 sessions a year or I don't know the details anymore, but really good. And I've used them, like I said, off and on over the years. It's been a really nice service to be able to tap into. Okay, we're getting to near the end. Then what he recommends doing, Ket DeVries recommends practicing going out of your comfort zone daily. He says consciously and consistently practicing small acts of courage can have a cumulative effect. So we're back to talking about growing that muscle. If you work out regularly, your muscles are going to grow. Military life. Let's bring it into a real life example. I think that checks us off the list. I think I've been doing this every day since moving here to North Carolina over 2 years ago. For whatever reason, this particular area is hard for me. And so I feel like I'm going out of my comfort zone every single day. But then I'm also now watching, what other areas can I stretch myself? Can I push myself? Can I make myself a little more uncomfortable knowing that that's going to grow my courage muscle. And then he says, manage your body. And before we were talking a little bit about wellness, how many times do I need to be reminded of this? When facing fear, it actually drains you physically, mentally, and emotionally. So it's super critical to get good sleep, to eat well, to practice mindfulness exercises. These can all aid in helping you conquer fear. If your body is physically well, you are better able to handle what the world throws at you. So in this case, I'm working on self-care because I'm always feeling out of my harbor. And so for years, I kind of felt off kilter and caring for myself. I love yoga. So I do a lot of yoga and I love reading. And so those two things really help me just kind of feel more centered when I'm feeling off kilter. I also love to spend time outside. So I do a lot of walking, a lot of being out in nature, a lot of hiking and trails. And it just really helps to just center me and bring me back to myself and ease that internal system that's always hardwired for panic. And finally, this is so, so important. Recognize that you're not alone. That's why I'm here today. I'm here sharing my vulnerability because I know deep down I cannot be the only one facing these things that cause fear. And in fact, in the past week, I've talked to two dear military spouse friends. Can I tell you something? Both of them separately, we were talking about this particular event. The other one, I was not talking about this event. It just came up naturally. Both of them expressed their trepidation in these situations, in military social situations. So just knowing that I'm not alone and feeling this gives me some relief. It says there's nothing wrong with me. Maybe there's something else going on. It takes that pressure off of me. It also then makes me think, okay, if I'm feeling this, and I know of two other spouses in the past week who have also mentioned that they feel this, how can I improve that for our system? How can I improve that for another military spouse? Maybe who's further, you know, I'm further along. It's maybe someone who's coming up in the ranks with their spouse. I've really not had that experience where I've had like a mentor spouse, so to speak. I've had people who are pretty similar in line with me, which is great. But sometimes it helps to have a spouse that's up ahead of you, kind of pulling you forward. And so I'm now actively looking for ways to bring up those younger spouses, less experienced spouses, who then I can say, it's okay. Like, you're going to make it through this event. This is what's expected. This is what, you know, is what's normal. You know, this is what to expect. And so if you feel like you need someone to talk to in that, I will be honest with you and I'll be an open book. You can reach out to me at JoleneMichelle1 on Instagram or Jolene@armywifenetwork.com. So that's JOLENE, because I don't want another generation of mill spouses feeling lost and alone like I have. Okay. Thank you again to our sponsor, Milk and Mama's Baby, for their support during this Facebook Live episode today. Speaking of not being alone, they're a great resource. They will not leave you alone. Okay, that sounded bad. They will not leave you hanging. They are there to support you and help you with your new baby. So visit their website, milkandmamasbaby.com, to find out how they can help you get the best breast pump for you. They are going to help you out with that. And you know what? That's what our military life is about. And that's kind of one thing I love about Army Wife Network. We are here because we genuinely love you. We care about the military community and we care about who you are. Reach out to us here at Army Wife Network. You can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, on Twitter, on Pinterest, on Instagram at Army Wife Network. Seriously, our Instagram is so fun. You should check us out there. We have been really ramping that area up. You get some fun behind the scenes pictures of what's happening around in our own lives. And once again, sign up for our sit rep. Join our sit rep squad and share it with your friends. The more friends you invite, the more swag you can earn. There's some fun stuff that can come your way. I'm serious. Visit armywifenetwork.com to sign up for that. And we're just thankful that you share your time with us. We really work hard to educate, to engage, and to encourage mill spouses and the military community. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network member, command team member, Jolene McNutt. I'm signing out for the day. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.